We welcome you back to Chase County. Madison has a 44-36 lead as we wait the second half kickoff. Madison will receive the kickoff. And they've, you know, after taking a few punches in that first quarter, they came back and threw some haymakers in that second quarter, really regaining this momentum when they trailed by as many as 16 points. As we mentioned in that Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show, I want to give credit to Coffee County Farm Bureau agent Remington Pinnick for providing those halftime stats, providing coverage in every situation. Remington Pinnick has your back. Call him today at 620-364-3276. Cal Kuhlmeyer set to kick off from his 30-yard line. Not a whole lot of big kicks. No boots here tonight. They've been all squibs, really trying to limit the big play potential of Bryson Turner.
Well, they're putting Bryson Turner on that left side where they like to kick it. An adjustment being made by the Madison coaches trying to get the ball in the hands of their best playmaker.
Olmeyer's kick, squibbed right over the middle, going to be fielded by the Bulldogs at the 37-yard line. Looked like that was Marvin Brandstetter on that recovery. So Madison will have first and 10 from their own 37-yard line. Second half action just ready to get underway, and it was a star-studded second quarter. Give credit to Chance Lebo for that play-by-play, really getting his feet wet in the eight-man ranks now. Pistol set, Casey Helm with Stutzman and Turner in the backfield. Ball on the far hash, going to be a dive taken by Stutzman. Bulls over defender at midfield into Chase County territory at the 39-yard line. Call it a gain of about 3.5.
Haven't seen much of Stutzman so far. It's kind of been the Bryson Turner show. But he is definitely able to make plays at running back. They haven't used him as much. He's kind of that bully ball kind of guy, the thunder to the lightning of Bryson Turner. Using him there, we'll see if they use him at all here in the second half.
And give credit to Stutzman. He's transitioned from the tight end position that he'd played the previous couple years and now playing that fullback position. Big shoes to fill with Hunter Engel.
Yeah.
But a 2nd and 7 now from midfield. Ball on the far hash. Casey Helm and Turner in the backfield. Stutzman lined up just behind the end. Helm nearly falls down but hands it off to Turner. He gets pushed out of bounds at the sticks. See if they give him forward progress. Brody Vandegrift saying he's short, but we'll see where the officials spot it. Looks like he's going to be a yard short. So brings up 3rd down for Madison.
Well, this is exactly what we saw to start the ball game was Turner being held kind of in check by the Chase County defense, not quite picking up the yardage that he's seeing right now. But
have an official meeting, all the officials coming together to talk things over. I don't think there was a penalty.
I think they might be trying to spot it.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what they're actually doing because the way they have it spotted, it is nowhere near the 1st down.
No, so it's going to be 3rd and 2. Oh, they're saying that Turner fumbled it and it went backwards. So 3rd and 2, give credit to Dustin Stutzman for keeping us in line. So 3rd and 2 here for the Bulldogs of Madison, trying to keep this drive alive with an 8-point lead. Turner gets the handoff, waits for that hole to develop, and there he gets shot out with the slingshot all the way down for a 35-yard touchdown score, but hold the phone. Another one going to be taken off the board. Drew Stutzman saying it might be on Chase County, but it was at the 25-yard line, so downfield. We'll see what the indication is.
Yeah, Drew had his hands up in the air saying it wasn't on me.
The officials are bringing the ball back, so I'm going to say that's against Madison. Mm. So that's going to be the 3rd long touchdown of the night, erased by a penalty for penalty number 6 for Madison.
And don't let the patience of Bryson Turner. I mean, it is not easy to be able to hit those long balls like he has been doing. He just waits for a crease, and then he hits it like a bolt of lightning. He is just so patient and uses that speed to his advantage.
So after the 10-yard infraction's marked off, it basically pushes him back maybe 2 yards from the original from that last spot there on 3rd down. So 3rd and 3 now for Madison. High snap, but recovered nicely by Casey Helm. Option on the far side. Pitch to Bryson Turner. He's got a 1st down. Breaks the tackle. Still on his feet before being brought down at the 26-yard line for a gain of about 9 on the carry.
Well, that's how you clear up a penalty and get yourself back in control there. Is great little pass option or great little series of plays there in that one snap. I mean, really, Madison having to pull out all the tricks here against Chase County.
Well, it'll be called a 9-yard gain for Bryson Turner, but he did not get the ball until about 5 yards after the line of scrimmage. I think you give 4 yards to Casey Helm on that one. pretty fun little triple option play right there.
10, 12, and counting here in the third quarter. 44-36 lead is for Madison. They're looking to add to it. 26 yards out from Pater. Pistol set, Casey Helm, Bryson Turner in the backfield. Stutzman lined up between the end and guard on the right side. Going to be a quarterback keeper by Helm. Waits for the edge to develop. He breaks the tackle, leaps forward down to the 12-yard line. Should be enough for a first down for a gain of 13 on the rush.
And that's where Casey's frame really comes in handy right there, as he was able to stretch out to pick up that extra yard. But again, little risky there, as he's not fully securing that ball, as he actually stretched his arm out to pick up that extra yard, gets hit just right at the right moment. That's a fumble, and there were too many Chase County Bulldogs around for Madison to possibly recover it.
Huge drive to begin this second half. Madison looking to add their 8-point lead. The ball is on the 11-yard line of Chase County. First and 10 for the Bulldogs. Madison with it to Casey Helm, the quarterback, with a quarterback keeper, will be pushed out of bounds at the 5-yard line for a gain of 6.
It looks like the pep talk at halftime from head coach Brody Vandegrift to his Chase County Bulldogs was, we cannot let Bryson Turner continue to beat us. That time, the triple option play, they go out and they hit Bryson Turner. They make sure that he can't get the football. They're going to dive a million cuts, but don't get hit by that home run ball from Bryson Turner.
8:53 left to go in the third quarter. Opening drive of the second half for Madison. Second and a long four for Madison at the 5-yard line. Helm will just be a read option, pushes his way into the end zone for 6. Makes it 50-36, 8:37 to play in the third quarter. Largest lead of the night for Madison. Looking for 2 more points now on this conversion, 2-point attempt. Struggled initially on the 2-point attempts, but have since kind of gained their footing on the conversions. Going to be a pistol set. Stutzman to Casey Helm's left. Turner behind Helm.
Both teams have been a little shaky on 2-point conversions tonight.
Going to be a triple option to Casey Helm. He'll keep it and just bowl over the defender as he crosses the goal line. 52-36 our score. 8:37 left to go in the third quarter. A 16-point advantage for the Madison Bulldogs. We'll take a quick one-minute break on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946 with great customer service.
Area High School Football being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years of experience. That's Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
Michael Dicker alongside Tegan Trahoon and Chance Lebo. A 16-point advantage for the Madison Bulldogs. Their largest of the night with 8:37 to play in this third quarter. Madison receiving the second half kickoff and taking about 3.5 minutes off this clock. And they're going to be a squib kick by Darbro, kind of bounced around a little bit before being fouled on by the Chase County Bulldogs.
That was a line
Dwayne
drive.
Conley once again getting his workout over there on that right side.
You said 3.5 minute scoring drive. I think that might be the longest scoring drive we've had since that first quarter of play. It has been, you know, a very fast paced game. Teams getting, you know, very quick touchdowns to answer each other. I mean, just a lot of points being put up right now.
Yeah, Chance, that's an understatement to say the least. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
First and 10 for Chase County at their own 38-yard line. Shotgun formation for Butke. Kohlmeyer in the backfield with him. He'll take the read option handoff. Kohlmeyer, head of steam, bows over defender into Madison territory before being brought down at the 35-yard line for a gain of 7 yards.
Haven't seen too much of Cal Kohlmeyer. It's kind of been Mitchell Budke taking over this football game. But don't – I mean, Kohlmeyer right now, 41 yards on 9 carries. He does have that one touchdown. He could be a big X factor in this second half if Chase County wants to really take control of this football game.
Well, and I think both Chase County and Madison are having to switch up their go-to guy on these drives because Turner's really scouted out, and so is Budke.
Second and 3, ball in the 35, ball on the near hash. Shotgun formation, snap taken by Butke. He is met at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Good job for Drew Stutzman coming through from that linebacker position to really break the play up.
Kind of proves the point right there is Butke, we've seen him break open that offensive line and kind of just tear down the field right there. There was really nowhere for him to go. They've got him snuffed out.
Third and manageable, but third and a long 3 for Chase County at Madison's 35-yard line. This is a must score on this drive if they want to keep up on this shootout that we have seen so far tonight.
They want to keep it a shootout, to say nonetheless.
Bunch set with Butke. Going to look for a lead block. He breaks a tackle but gets stood up and goes nowhere. No gain on the play. Butke's call asking for a face mask, but no flag on the play. So no gain brings up 4th down for Chase County.
You have to. I mean,
oh yeah, you're on the other side of the 40. This is 4 down territory regardless. We even saw them kind of think about it at their own 20 in the first half.
Yeah.
But 6:54 in counting here in the third quarter. Chase County trailing things 52-36, trying to get 4 yards to keep this drive alive. And Brody Vandegrift sensing the importance of this play, he will elect to take a timeout. 6:43 to play in the third quarter. Chase County needing 3.5 yards to keep this drive alive, looking to get into the 16-point advantage for Madison. We'll take a quick 30-second break on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
We welcome you back to Chase County, Cottonwood Falls, Kansas. 52-36 our score. Brody Vandegrift taking his first time out of the second half, knowing that he needs to keep this drive alive if they're wanting to stay in this ball game. Ball is on the 34-yard line. The first down is at the 31-yard line. Actually, ball on the 35. Ball just shy of the far hash. Two receivers here on the near side. Brock Griffin in the backfield with Butke in a shotgun formation. Going in motion left to right is Cal Kohlmeyer. Going to be a speed option with Butke.
Ooh,
he's going to be stood up and short of the first down sticks. He got 1 yard, maybe 2, but not enough to keep the drive alive. Good job over there by Braden Fultz and Casey Helm, the stand-up, the star-studded quarterback.
We talked in the first half about Casey Helm. In that first quarter, he kind of got beat up on, kind of got bullied. That is a huge play right there for the quarterback of their defense and the quarterback of their offense to be able to make that play and get their offense back on the field.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I agree 100%. Not to mention the fact that they're really showing this Chase County offense, they're not going to be able to just pull off some of those tricky plays that they were really getting away with early on in that first half.
So Madison takes over on downs on their own 33-yard line. Pistol set with Casey Helm and Turner in the backfield. Helm takes the snap. Going to be a off-tackle handoff taken by Bryson Turner. Breaks one tackle before being pushed out of bounds for a gain of 11.
One other thing I was going to say, too, is that this is probably the best field position we've seen for really either team so far tonight, as that turnover on downs is coming up big there for Madison.
Yeah, I think they got the ball inside of Chase County territory way deep after a fumble, I do recall. Other than that, it's been, right at midfield most of the
inside,
night.
Inside the 30s on each side for both teams. So fresh set of downs for Madison. Pistol set, Stutzman and Turner in the backfield with Helm. It'll be a look to Stutzman first. Option pitch to Turner on the outside. Looks like he's going to be contained. Flag coming in late at the line of scrimmage. Going to be a gain of three for Turner, but all for naught, as looks like we're going to have another holding penalty against Madison.
And those are the kind of plays that you have. If you're Chase County, you've got to be able to live with those 2 and 3 yard gains by Bryson Turner. You can't get beat up by that long ball. You have to be able to settle for 2 and 3 yard gains.
So ball, or the actually going to call a legal block in the back. Now it's at the line of scrimmage. So that'll be a 10-yard penalty.
Puts them back in their own territory, too.
So now a first and 10 results in a first and 20 now.
Wonder if we see them try and throw the football at all in this drive. We haven't really seen Casey Helms only thrown the football five times so far, one of them going for interception. I wonder if we see them throw the football at all.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they didn't.
Turner going in motion right to left. Helm takes the snap. Yeah. Going to be a handoff taken by Drew Stutzman. Breaks one tackle. Gets out to the midfield. Loses the ball. Chase County's got it. A huge, huge turnover for Chase County. A much-needed turnover to stay in this ballgame. They just took it out of Dustin Stutzman's arms. Stutzman fighting for extra yardage. And
Drew
like,
Stutzman.
And yes, Drew Stutzman. Did I say Dustin?
Dustin's
yeah,
up I here did
in the
too
booth
once.
With us. You know, we got the Dustin's doing a great job of getting his voice across the broadcast and now into our own words. But 6:02 to play in this third quarter. Chase County taking it over in Madison territory. And they'll have a first and 10 from the 33-yard line.
Well, that again, you know, that's just a huge momentum shift. I mean, really, that pendulum has not stopped swinging so far tonight.
Have to take advantage of it with the
big
score.
Time.
You
big
have
time.
To score right here. Shotgun snap taken by Butke. No gain on the play. Actually gave him a yard, but a good job up front by those down linemen in Lane Darbrough, Casey Helm, and Dustin Stutzman. We do have a Madison Bulldog a little slow to get up. He's now on his feet. Braden Fultz, bottom of the pile. I think Kevin Heineken just flopped on him.
Yeah.
So took the air right out of him. But second and nine now for Chase County.
Well, we're starting
Madison's 32-yard line. Sorry, Chase.
We're starting to see that Madison front. They are bigger. They are stronger than Chase County. They might not be as quick, but they are starting to force their will upon them so far in this second half. They are wearing them down.
Shotgun snap taken by Butke. Option pitch to Cole Meyer on the right side. Makes one man miss, but unable to get anything going. He's met at the line of scrimmage, so third and long upcoming for Chase County.
I think you got to throw it here. You've got to try. I mean, they've been successful when they've thrown here, has Chase County. I mean, and it's not necessarily, again, their bread and butter, but if it's working, don't walk away from it.
It hasn't looked pretty, but Budke is 3 for 5, 51 yards, and a touchdown. Hasn't looked pretty, but they've been able to convert some
exactly.
third downs because of it.
Yeah.
They break their huddle. Shotgun formation, lone set. Receiver up top, two receivers here on the near side. Going in motion, Brock Griffin. Going to be a handoff taken by Griffin, or actually that's Rhett Rayer, the head of steam, but runs out of bounds at the 30-yard line, so call it a half-yard gain.
That was a great pursuit by Madison. They didn't even have to touch him to stop his momentum, as they just made him have to really shoot off to that left side, and he tried to tiptoe on the line, but if he kept going where he was going to get knocked out of bounds rather than step out. That was just a great, great defensive play by Madison. Cuts off his route perfectly.
So another big fourth down coming for Chase County. They were stopped short on their previous drive. 4:34 to play in this third quarter. They're trailing things 52-36.
Can't
Lone
stall
set
out.
For Butke. Man in motion going left to right. Play action pass. Rolling to his right is Butke. Plenty of time. Looking across the middle. He's got a man.
Oh, wow.
He's got a first down. Trace Daniels coming in a little bit too late on the coverage, but they are all the way down to the 15-yard line for a nice 20-yard pass from Butke, and I believe that was Cal Kohlmeyer on the reception.
And Kohlmeyer did the right thing. He didn't try to turn and run with it because he didn't have it fully secured. He locked his arms in tight, kind of curled up in a ball and dropped to the ground. He just knew they just needed the reception. They didn't need much else.
Huge first down to keep the drive alive. First and 10 for Madison's 15-yard line. 52-36 our score. Largest deficit of the night for Chase County. They led by as many as 16 in the first half. Shotgun formation for Butke. Kohlmeyer in the backfield with him. Going to be an option over on the right side. Breaks a tackle into the end zone from 15 yards out. Butke gets that momentum all the way back on Chase County's sides. Makes it 52-42, 3:59 to play in the third quarter.
That's Butke 6, if I'm not mistaken.
Should have 5 on the ground and 1 through the air.
Yeah.
Trailing six. Things yep. by 10. A much-needed two-point conversion upcoming now for Chase County.
Yeah, you can't miss on this.
They'll go lone set, trips to the right. Kohlmeyer, the tight end on the left side. Butke takes a snap, three-step drop. There's plenty of time. Pressure now coming. Lobs it up to the end zone. Tipped out of the hands of Kohlmeyer. Almost had a second opportunity, but unable to get it before it goes out of bounds. So 3:59 to play in the third. It's a 10-point advantage now for Madison. They lead things 52-42.
Area High School Football being brought to you by McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka. Karen McIlvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government-related issues, and more. Also brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dawgs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile. Call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
Chase County able to capitalize on a Madison turnover, and they go 33 yards for on the touchdown drive, 15-yard touchdown score for Mitch Butke, his sixth of the ball game. They still trail things 52-42, 3:59 to play in this ball game. First longest kick of the ball game going to be fielded at the 6-yard line by Trace Daniels. He's now at the 15 before being corralled by the Chase County Bulldogs. Nice tackle there by Chase County's Dominic Cothers.
Well, the reason they did kick it deep is because Madison making the adjustment to their little short kicks. They put Bryson Turner up on the second line, making sure if it was a short kick that he would be able to field and have some kind of play that time. Just a good adjustment by both of these teams. We're seeing a little chess match between the coaches. It's been a battle between you know, both of these teams, but, I mean, both the coaching staffs, we've seen both of them making adjustments throughout this game.
First and 10 for Madison's 15-yard line, the deepest they have started this entire game. Pistol set, Helm and Turner in the backfield. Stutzman lined up between the guard and end on the right side. Turner takes the handoff and met at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard on the gain.
Well, and I wanted to go back to that kickoff real quick. You mentioned the chess match going on there, too. Chase County, they got down the field really fast, and they did a great job of leading the ball carrier and kind of just getting him where they wanted him. It just made him run out to the almost to the flats and was able to just down him. I mean, they cut off his entire every route that he possibly could have gone to get any positive yardage. And they're doing the same thing right here. They're kind of just forcing him to go where they want him.
Madison breaks their huddle with 3:20 to play in the third. Second and 9 from their own 16-yard line. Pistol set once again for Casey Helm. Handoff taken by Bryson Turner.
Wow.
Trying to dance around a little bit, but the ends are doing their job in containing Bryson Turner. No gain on the play. Brings up a third and long for the Madison Bulldogs.
We might get to see that big arm of Casey Helm here on third and 9. And, you know, we were talking about field position on the last two drives. This is the worst starting field position of either of these teams so far. Backed up against their own 10-yard line. Let's see what they do here. Do you play conservative or do you try and take a shot to get a first down?
I mean, what do you got to lose? You've got the lead and time's ticking down. You might as well try something.
Third and 9 from the 16. Going to be an option pitch over here to Turner on the near side. Going to be trying pushed out of bounds. He's still on his feet. He's going to be close to the first down marker. Ooh. Third and 4th efforts might give
flag
enough,
down,
but a
flag
late flag at the 22-yard line. So it looks like it'll come back against Madison.
I'm not sure.
Unless it's a face mask.
There wasn't really any blockers or anything in that area, I don't think. So it could be, I mean, it could be a plethora of things.
It was a 10-yard carry for Turner. It's enough for a first down. We'll see what the indication is.
We haven't seen them walking the football back yet, although the official is kind of facing that way.
They're talking
waiting
about it.
Waiting for the indication. 2:29 to play in the third. We might have it. No, we won't have it. 52-42 our score. Madison with the lead. There it is. Illegal block in the back.
Ooh.
So that's a costly penalty. That was enough to keep the drive alive. They're going to have to try it again. It was third and 9. Now it'll be third and let's call it 14.
Chance, I have to agree with you. I didn't really see anybody down there throwing a block, so that's a very surprising call. But there was a lot of chaos happening down there, so you never know.
We do have a player on the sideline over here injured for Chase County. I don't know if a contact fell out or something, but he's with a trainer right
now.
It
looks like he's got a contact issue contact. Right there.
He'll be just fine.
That's why I wear
glasses. It's a long way from your heart, as my dad liked to say.
Third and 14 for the Madison Bulldogs. Turner going in motion. Going to be a handoff taken by...
There he goes.
Stutzman. He's got a first down before being brought down at the 35-yard line. So a nice 23-yard carry for Drew Stutzman to get a pivotal first down.
Well, we talked about how we haven't seen him that much in the first half. Just four carries in that first half. He picks up a big one right there. When he can, I mean, he fumbled on that last drive, which obviously was a bad situation, but he might have got himself out of the doghouse right there with that one.
Yeah, Micah Cothers in on the tackle there for Chase County as he actually got stiff-armed, but he held on to Stutzman, didn't let him go. That was a good heads-up play there by the sophomore.
He went along for the ride.
Yeah, I mean, he took him with him.
Sticks have reset. First and 10 for Madison on the Chase County 35-yard line. Ball in the near hatch. Pistol set for him. Turner in the backfield with him. He'll take the handoff. Waiting for a hole to develop. Kind of skirting around. Head of steam going. Gets a gain of 9, maybe 10 on the carry. He's going to be close to the first down. He's at the end of Chase County territory.
So Turner took that carry at the 35-yard line. There was so much movement on the offensive line. There was not a black jersey in sight inside of Madison territory. That was just great movement up front by the offensive line. You know, Turner gets a lot of the credit for how explosive he's been. Give credit to the Hogs up front. They have been playing so well tonight getting movement.
Call it 9.5. Brings up second and short for Madison at the Chase County 35-yard line, looking to add to their 10-point advantage. Handoff or a snap taken by Casey Helm. It's a direct snap. He'll take it all the way down to the 29-yard line for a rush of 6 yards and a fresh set of downs.
You know, Chance made a point that you've got to limit the home run balls, but you also have to limit these little chunk plays, too, if you're Chase County, because every single time Madison has been able to string together a series of these little runs or, you know, any positive yardage, it's ended up with 6 points on the board and sometimes more.
Under one left to play in the third quarter. 50 seconds and counting as Madison breaks their huddle. They're starting to smell the end zone. Licking their chops with a 10-point advantage, 52-42. Pistol set for Thelm. Turner looking to take the handoff.
Nowhere.
He does, and he stood up at the line of scrimmage. Great play by Dominic Cothers and Brock Griffin to stop Turner at the line of scrimmage.
This second half, Chase County's came to play up front. I mean,
absolutely.
We talked about the movement on that play on the first down carry for him. That time, there was no movement up front. We had all these black jerseys in the backfield. It has been just so interesting to see how these two teams have exchanged so far.
Madison looking to get one more play off before the end of the quarter. 5 seconds in counting. Pistol set for Helm. He gets the snap off before the clock hits zero. Handoff taken by Drew Stutzman. He breaks a tackle. He's out in open field. Breaks another one. Still being drugged down before being brought down at the 9-yard line for a gain of 21 yards. And a great quarter for the Madison Bulldogs. It was tied at 36 all. No, it was not. It was 42-36.
44-36.
44-36 at the half. So an 8-6 low-scoring affair in the third quarter. Tough to keep up in that what we saw in the second quarter. But a 10-point advantage for the Madison Bulldogs as we head into the fourth and final quarter here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the field and in the classroom. Harrison Body Shop, Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Michael Dicker alongside Tegan Trahoon and Chance Lebo. 52-42 our score. Madison with a 10-point advantage. Drew Stutzman had a 21-yard rush to conclude the third quarter, and it sets up Madison with a first and goal from Chase County's 9-yard line. Battle of unbeatens here tonight. Battle of the Bulldogs. Both teams 5-0. This game has lived up to the billing. Chase County led by as many as 16 points in the first quarter and early in the second before Madison stormed back. Pistol set, handoff taken by Bryson Turner. And once again, who else but Bryson Turner, 9-yard touchdown. Another scoring attempt or touchdown for Bryson Turner. Should be number 6.
Yep, number 6 for him.
All that one on from the ground. 10. So that pushes the lead to 58-42, 16-point advantage. A pivotal two-point attempt here for Madison to make it a 3-score game.
That's the longest drive by Madison at 9 plays here on the night. They've tied the longest from Chase County with that drive.
So we'll have two receivers up top, Turner and Darbro. Stutzman in the backfield with Casey Helm. Helm looking to go to Turner. No one there. And Helm trying to get in the end zone, but I think he's going to be stopped just short of the goal line. So a big stop there by Chase County to maintain the deficit to 16. 58-42 our score. 11:55 to play in this ballgame. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by ASC Engineered Solutions, ABZ Valves and Controls, serving the worldwide valve market with the best product available. And Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela, 344-6368.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
Madison back out to a 16-point advantage after the 9-yard touchdown run by Bryson Turner to start this fourth quarter. 11:55 to play in this ballgame. Something's got to give. 100 points so far tonight. I said it'd be 85 was the over-under. Squib kick, fielded perfectly there on the right side by Dwayne Conley, getting his workout here
tonight. That's a nice catch right there. Fit him right in the shoulder pads. That's one of those. Once that football hits the shoulder pads, it can honestly go anywhere. That's why you see a lot of receivers wanting to catch the ball with their hands, not with their pads. That one scared me a little bit because if that bounces off his shoulder pads, that probably ends up in the hand of another Bulldog that isn't wearing black.
Yeah. Conley, a pretty good baseball player. So ball at midfield, just shy of midfield. Call it in Chase County territory, at least initially. First and 10, trailing things by 16, 58-42. Going in motion, right to left, Brock Griffin. Butke will take it himself, be a gain of about 3 yards on the quarterback keeper right up the gut.
Really nice play by Braden Foltz. We've seen Butke kind of take that. That's kind of been his bread and butter, that play right there, that little inverted veer. Braden Foltz has kind of been making these plays. That's why he's kind of been held in check in this second half. It's the linebackers for this Madison Bulldog defense that's really been holding this Chase County offense to not as many points as we've seen them score in the first half.
Well, and you have to remember, though, everybody has their breaking point, and both teams have found it for the other one here, and there's still a lot of time left. Chase County can still get back in this one.
This is the first time Madison has seen the fourth quarter. Chase County has had most of their games go the distance. Kyle Kohlmeyer with a huge run, bowling over defenders all the way down to the 25-yard line for a nice 15-yard run and a fresh set of downs.
We saw Drew Stutzman. He was kind of showing off the power for the Madison Bulldogs, showing off the stiff arm, putting the shoulder down, laying into defenders. Now it's Cal Kohlmeyer's turn.
10:53 and counting. 58-42 our score. Chase County looking to get into this Madison lead. Handoff taken by Brock Griffin. Makes one man miss, breaks a tackle, and gets a gain of about 3, maybe 4 on the carry on the far side.
Drew Stutzman making the play right there. He's one of those two linebackers, him and Braden Foltz. They've been flying all over the field in this second half. Having that speed at linebacker that they do have, it's been a big factor in the reason why we haven't seen as many points in the second half.
Bulldogs, Chase County breaks their huddle. Pistols set for Butke. Cole Meyer in the backfield with him. Two receivers up top. Butke dropping back to pass. Ooh, has man. A receiver downfield.
Oh.
Jump ball and just deflected at the very last second by Bryson Turner. I believe the intended receiver was Brock Griffin down
yep.
there.
If he could make those throws a lot easier on himself if he didn't take a 12-step drop.
Exactly.
But that's not really you like to talk about fundamentals, Tegan. I don't
yep.
know. I don't know if the Manning Passing Academy teaches a 12-step drop. That
no.
time he threw the ball from darn near his own territory. That ball, I mean, he had a lot of fire on that ball.
Yeah, and I've noticed that all night. As he takes those long strides back, that puts him in a dangerous position if one of those defensive linemen or even one of the linebackers breaks through.
Third down and 7 for Chase County. Option to the right Ooh. Side and a nice hit by Trace Daniels and Braden Fultz to stop Butke short. He made it to the 20-yard line. He needs the 15, maybe 16 for a first down. So it's fourth and call it long 4.
Trace Daniels just kind of appeared out of nowhere with that hit, as I don't even think Butke ever saw him coming.
So another big fourth down upcoming for Chase County. They went 1 for 2 in the third quarter. Going to need another one to keep this drive alive. Trailing things by 16, 9:34 to play in the ball game. 58-42 our score. They break their huddle. Pistol set. Butke hard count, trying to get in a crush, but he does.
Oh, man.
Barely gets enough to get into the neutral zone, and that should be enough for a first down.
Yeah, 4th and 5, 4th and short, anywhere under that. On a defensive side, especially up front, you have to think about that. That has to be something where your senior captains, like Braden Fultz, like Drew Stutzman, your guys, your senior leaders have to be able to tell them, hey, guys, watch the ball, 4th and short. You have to know the situation. And that time, a veteran Chase County offensive line takes advantage of that.
So that is enough for a first down. So Chase County must take advantage of the mental mistake of the Madison Bulldogs. They're going to go I formation, actually offset I. Butke under center. Going to be an option over the right side, kept by Butke, trying to be stood up, trying to get the ball stripped out of his hands by Braden Fultz. But gain of about 3 on the carry. Brings up 2nd down from Madison's 13-yard line.
Yeah, we haven't seen them go under center at all tonight, except for when they took the knee at the end of the first quarter. When you see them go under center for the first time, you have to worry about that snap exchange between the center and the quarterback. That time seemed like perfect rhythm between the center, Dwayne Conley, and the quarterback, Budke.
Pistol set here again. Handoff taken by Colmeyer. He's got a first down, maybe some more. Actually, he's going to be he's got the first down. Call it a gain of 10 on the carry. Brings up first and goal for Madison's 3-yard line.
He's been kind of their go-to guy in the second half. Budke has not been as explosive. They've done a great job of neutralizing him. It's kind of been a battle of the co-stars here in the second half. We've seen the quarterback, Casey Helm, take over for the offense for Madison. It's been the Cal Colmeyer show here in the second half for Chase County.
First and goal for Chase County. Ball in the near hash. Snap taken
nice.
By Butke. Going to be stood up by Casey Helm, thrown to the ground. Maybe stopped short.
And Casey Helm, we talked about in the first half, he kind of got bullied in that first quarter. They were running right at him, wanting to wear him down. He has shown no signs of fatigue in this fourth quarter, making big plays, driving his defender back every single time, it seems like. And that's a huge tackle there on 1st and goal.
So now 2nd and goal from the 3-yard line. No gain on that play. 58-42 our score. Chase County looking to get into the 16-point advantage for Madison. Time's going to be a factor. 7:23 and counting here on the fourth quarter clock. Chase County breaks their huddle. Pistol set. Butke. Going to be a dive taken by Colmeyer. He reaches forward for the end zone. Is he into the end zone? He is. 7:10 to play in this ball game. A big touchdown there for the Chase County Bulldogs. Cal Colmeyer with another touchdown on the night makes it 58-48. And a big, like we said, the last this whole second half, a big two-point attempt upcoming.
Well, this, I mean, Madison can kind of, I don't know if I would say put the game on ice, but they could feel a lot more comfortable if they get a stop right here.
Yeah, absolutely. This really could be the ball game.
Conversion makes it a one-possession ball game. Trailing by 10. Here it is. Shotgun formation. Kohlmeyer on the right side. And a nice play. Actually, late pitch to Kohlmeyer. Oh. I thought Butke might have been down.
Too.
But give them two extra points. 58-50, a one-possession ball game. 7:10 to play in this fourth quarter. Can Madison respond? We find out next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills. Wishing the Bulldog team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And Clark Farm and Home Store, your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946 with great customer service.
Area High School Football being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years of experience. That's Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
7:10 left to play in this ball game. A one-possession ball game. 58-50 our score. Madison with the eight-point advantage. But Chase County getting back into this ball game with a huge touchdown by Cal Kohlmeyer. Going to be a quick kick, and it looks like it's going to be recovered by Chase County. A huge onside kick, something we've seen all night by both of these teams. And a huge, huge play. And I almost thought Chase County was offside. There was an inch that looked like he got there a little bit early, but the officials did not see it. And Chase County has it, trailing by eight, looking to get a tie with 7:09 to play in this ballgame.
One side of the field completely elated, ecstatic. The other side dead silent.
Where's the pendulum at right now, Chagan? Where's it at? Where's it at? Where's the momentum at?
I've been asked that question. I got asked that a lot during halftime. I honestly still don't know. There's still a lot of time left here.
Ball on Madison's 39-yard line. Butke takes the snap. Play action. Plenty of time to throw. But undershoots the receiver, who had some space at the line of scrimmage and Brock Griffin, but it falls incomplete, brings up second down.
You know, I hate to kind of state the obvious here, but this is not the time to be dropping passes. I mean, you have got to be extra sticky. You've got to be extra vigilant. You've got to make sure every play counts
but,
here.
Like going
clock
back,
stops.
Going back to Leba, going back to chances, you know, fact there earlier on that long pass to the end zone on their previous drive. Why are you, every time Butke drops back to pass, I'm looking for a screen, but the linemen aren't going.
Well, and give credit, Lane Darbrough was right pass. In his face. He didn't have anywhere to go.
Second and 10 now for Chase County. Going to go with a quarterback keeper, give him a gain of one before being curtailed by the Madison Bulldogs. Trace Daniels in there, Kevin Heineken, and Braden Fultz.
Well, right now they're overloading that right side. They had a linebacker walked up on the outside. When they motioned the running back over, they are wanting to make sure that they cannot get to their dominant side. We've seen them time and time again want to run the football to the right side. They haven't been able to do that as well in the second half. Seems like we're talking about a chess match between Vandegrift and Alex McMillan. We'll see how they do here on third and eight.
Third and eight. 6.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Ball in the near hash. Going to be a reverse taken by Brock Griffin and read perfectly by the Madison Bulldogs. Yeah. Looked like that was Drew Stutzman gimming in there, reading it perfectly. Going to be a loss of three and brings up a fourth and long back in Chase County territory at the 39-yard line.
Back to my point from earlier, Stutzman, he's wrapping these guys up. He's waiting for that whistle, but there's a few times here where he's been a little close to possibly unnecessary roughness, and that is the last thing Madison needs right now when they've really shut down this offense. Chance, you mentioned the pendulum swing. Well, I'm not going to say it's fully over pointing towards Madison, but it's definitely leaning closer to them right now.
Fourth and long, ball on the 39. They need the 30 or the 29-yard line of Madison. 5:43 to play. Kohlmeyer going in motion right to left. Dropping back the passes. Butke
screen.
Looking over here to the near side in the flats. Read perfectly by Trace Daniels. No, Braden Fultz. Who else? Stopping Brock Griffin. No gain on the pass. And Madison, after giving up the onside kick recovery to Chase County, they give Chase County a four and out to get back the football with an 8-point advantage, 58-50, 5:34 to play in this ball game.
And the point you didn't make there, almost 2 minutes ticked off the clock,
yeah,
too. That's a
nothing
huge,
happened. Yeah, nothing happened except for 2 minutes came off the clock there. I mean, they get the ball right where they would have had it. I mean, really nothing.
Vandegrift used a timeout early in the third quarter. He's got two left here. Pistol set for Casey Helm. Ball at midfield on the near hash. Helm takes the snap. Going to be a handoff taken by Turner. Waiting for the blocks to develop. He's got a first down. Mate looking for more. He's going to have a 40-yard touchdown score. A huge, huge touchdown in this ball game for Madison. A nice long run, but Turner is kind of gimpy in the end zone. He's been the workhorse here tonight. 20-plus carries, up to 24 yards on the carries.
303 yards on 24 carries. He has been explosive tonight. We haven't seen him have that big pop here in the second half. There it is. I mean, 5.5 minutes left to play. That might be, I don't want to say the dagger, but that is a big, big play in terms of momentum and Chase County's chances in this football game.
64-50 our score, 5:25 to play. 2-point attempt upcoming for Madison. Shotgun snap. His helm kind of trips up a little bit. He's going to be into the end zone. Looked like he might have been stopped short, but just enough to break the plane. Makes it 66-50. 5:25 to play. We'll take a quick break, catch our breaths here on the area game of the week, and have the ensuing kickoff here on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by MT Networks Madison. For fast, reliable, unlimited internet service in Madison and Coffee County, choose MT Networks. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price with over a decade of experience. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-583-0173. And Achiever Well Service Madison for rod and tubing service and cleanout. Fully insured.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Drahoon and Chance Lebo. 66-50. Madison re-extends their lead to 16 with 5:25 to play in the ballgame. Chase County was unable to capitalize after a score and an onside kick recovery, and Madison wasted no time with a 40-yard touchdown score for Bryson Turner. And I think he's, up to 7 touchdowns now on the night?
7. 7, 303 yards, 24 carries.
Have yourself a night, Bryson Turner.
It's one for the scrapbooks.
Lane Darbrough teed up at the 30-yard line. Will he kick it deep? He will not. They'll look for an onside kick. Dwayne Conley bobbles it, and looks like Madison might have it.
Who
fell on it? Madison's ball with a 16-point advantage. Chance Lebo was talking about the dagger on the previous score. That just might be it right there with a 16-point advantage, 5:21 to play in this ball game.
And it kind of had a funky spin on it. We talked about earlier in the game, the football, the way it's shaped, you never know where it's going to spin. It's oblong. It's got a weird shape to it. That one kind of took a little arc around the right side and ended up in the hands of one of the other Bulldogs if you're Chase County.
If you're Madison, you're definitely not trying to go for a quick strike here. You want to run that clock down as much as you possibly can.
Don't pump the brakes. You've got all the momentum. Just keep on scoring. It's 8-man football. Casey Helm, pistol set. Turner and Stutzman in the backfield with them. Going to be a handoff taken by Turner. Breaks a tackle before being brought down at the 31-yard line. Gain of about 7 on the carry.
When we were talking to one of the Madison coaches up here, they're moving their defensive ends down into twos, which is interior. So it is hard for them to reach the outside, especially with the speed of Bryson Turner. It's just good strategy. We're seeing the chess match between these two coaching staffs, and Madison right now has the advantage on the scoreboard and right now on the field.
4:50 and counting, 66-50. 66-50, 4:43 to play in the fourth quarter. You hear assistant coach Dustin Stutzman saying, hey, let's take our time. Wait for that official to put up his hand, indicating 10 seconds. Now it's less than 5, and they'll snap it with less than 5 on the play clock. Handoff taken by Bryson Turner. Met short of the first down marker. And we have an injured Chase County Bulldog on the field at midfield, or in the middle of the hash marks. So we will step aside. 4:17 to play, 66-50 our score. Madison faced with a third and short when we come back.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions in the Flint Hills area. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And Scribner Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizens State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agri LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agri for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Van Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Schenck U Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Van Gundy Farms, your local Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
4:17 to play in this ball game. 66-50 our score. Madison with the advantage. The injured Chase County player still being attended to. Still have been unable to identify the player, but they've got a board and stretcher out. Looks like it's a severe knee injury, at least according to the Madison coaches. But parents are out there. EMS are out there making sure all the precautions are taken, so we will probably step back aside as we continue to have the player attended to on the field. But 4:17 left to play in this ball game. Madison with a 16-point advantage, 66-50.
Area High School
Football brought to you in part by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls, proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Area High School Football being brought to you by McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka. Karen McIlvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government-related issues, and more. Also brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile, call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
And we welcome you back to Chase County. Michael Dieker alongside Tegan Trahoon and Chance Lebo, the Chase County Bulldog player, has been carried off on the stretcher. It looked like they didn't roll him over too, you know, it left him in that kind of on that left side. So it looks like it's a right knee injury or a knee injury. But I know it was kind of a scary situation there initially when the coaches and the officials initially got there, and they were immediately waving for the medical personnel. And you got some younger players for Chase County that came over and helped assist the paramedics carrying the stretcher board. So it's always a scary situation whenever you see that board come out. But according to the Madison coaches, it appears to be a knee injury. And although those can be severe, I do see the player moving his arms and stuff like that. So it's nothing up above, but still a severe leg injury enough to be taken away in an ambulance. But a third and short now for Madison, with a 16-point advantage. Ball at the Chase County 28-yard line. Clock is running. 4 minutes left to go in this ballgame. Madison looking to put the icing on the cake. Going to be a triple option by Casey Helm. Makes one man miss. Trying to keep on going. And he goes all the way down to the 16-yard line for a gain of 13 on the carry.
Yeah, Casey Helm, he's provided a lot of help on the ground in this half, this second half. He has been, I would say, probably one of the most important players in the second half for Madison. They haven't had to ride the coattails of Bryson Turner. They haven't really had to pound him and get him too many carries. He's up to 26 so far, but being able to get Stutzman and Helm involved has definitely been key for them this half.
So a fresh set of downs for Madison. 3.5 to play in this ball game, 66-50 our score. The wind kind of went out of the sails in this jam-packed homecoming night. A lot of Chase County faithful packing their way in, a lot of black and gold on the far side. But thoughts and prayers with the injured Chase County player. Casey Helm at the quarterback will keep it, and for a gain of about 3 yards, brings up 2nd and 7 from the 15-yard line.
Now the big key here, staying inbounds. Make sure that clock keeps running. Now under 3 minutes here. In about 5 seconds, we'll be under 3 minutes. Inside now, the looks like 15-yard line. Just keep that clock moving. Seems like if, you know, they get a first down in a couple plays, they could probably need this one out.
2nd and 7, ball in the 15. I formation, no, pistol set once again for him. 2:45 and counting. Give credit for Chase County. They came out swinging, had a 16-point advantage there initially, but just kind of ran out of gas here in the second half. Handoff taken by Bryson Turner, waiting for the hole to develop. He'll be tackled by Brock Griffin and a swarm of other Bulldogs after a gain of 2. Brings up 3rd and 5, 2:23 and counting here in this 4th and final quarter. So they need the 7-yard line for a first down. 2:08 as they break their huddle. Madison looking to improve to 6-0. They will have Flint Hills next week. Chase County will look to regroup on the road at Oxford. 3rd and 5, 1:52 to play. Bryson Turner going in motion right to left. Bad snap recovered by Turner, but recovered by Casey Helm, but his knee was down when we recovered it, so loss of 2 brings up 4th and 7. 1:43 in counting.
Hey, run the clock. Run the clock.
And I don't know what I would do here if I were Madison. I don't know if I would not. I'd probably not risk throwing the ball here if I were them.
I'm thinking you either try to hand it off to Bryson Turner, let him maybe pick up the yardage that he needs. If nothing else, you can at least pin Chase County pretty deep back.
They'll have to snap it. There's 1:22 in counting. They'll probably have to snap it with about 1:15 left.
Well, first down here pretty much seals this one up.
Actually, 1:05 is when they'll have to snap it. They snap it with 1:12 left. Handoff taken by Drew Stutzman. He is stopped short, so a turnover on downs for Chase County. They'll take over at their own 10-yard line.
Yeah,
105 to play.
They can make this game look a little bit better than it is right now. You know, I don't know if I would test too much with a minute five left to play. You've already had one. I mean, you've already had one of your players carted off. You don't need. You're 5-1 right now. There's no need to risk an injury here and try and, you know, make it look, put lipstick on a pig right here with this.
Still haven't
game.
Been able to determine the Chase County Bulldog player, but that was just you hate it. You hate it for Brody Vandegrift and company. They're just getting back to close to 100%, back to full health with Brock Griffin and Aiden Eidman back in the starting lineups. As they have a first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. Butke with the carry. Call it 4 yards on the carry. Under one now here to play.
And it looks like Coach Vandegrift is just going to go ahead and let the clock expire.
Yeah, it's definitely that was very deflating there on that defensive player injury. But we'll get in the Rich Door Company postgame show here. And we'll visit with our player of the game, visit with Coach McMillan.
I think Bryson Turner probably.
I think that's an easy venture to say on who should be the player of the game. We have a play action pass caught by Chase County. Looks like that is, Colin Monahan getting his name in the stat book by Butke. So a nice 10-yard reception to reset the sticks. 25 seconds and counting now.
And I don't know if the clock was running that entire play. I looked at it. It was 32 seconds, and at the end of the play, it was like 27.
So first and 10 now. 13 seconds might be the final play for Chase County, and Butke will be sacked by Casey Helm. So that's just the icing on the cake for the Madison Bulldogs.
We're going
to get one final play. Brody Vandegrift will take a timeout. 66-50 is our score. 6 seconds left to go. We'll stay right here with you. But give credit for Chase County. I said it there. Kind of came into this ball game as an underdog. We knew it would take a Herculean effort to keep up with Madison. They had it initially there in the first half, but, you know, they just kind of ran out of gas. They had a big fumble there at one point and just unable. They even had an onside kick when it was 58-50, and this what could have been. That's just the game of football. A lot of the what ifs on, you know, if this play goes this way or this play goes that way, it's an entirely different ball game. But we don't play what ifs, and it's a 66-50 advantage for Madison.
And I'm sure if you ask Coach Vandegrift, I mean, obviously he would say there's no moral victories in football, but this one has to, you know, at least you lasted four quarters with Madison, something that no other team has done this season. This is a very good football team. Both of these teams are bound to have some playoff success, I would imagine.
So after the timeout, it's second and 15 from the 19-yard line for Butke. One final play. Drops back to pass, throws it up towards the sideline, goes through the hands of the receiver, and that will do it. The intended receiver looked to be like Alexander Preston. So our final score, 66-50. We'll take a quick break. Tegan Trahoon will try and get Bryson Turner up here on the headset. Try and get Alex McMillan up on the headset, but we'll start our Rich Door Company postgame show, go over our final stats, go over some area scores if we can find them. But this has been the area game of the week. Madison improves to 6-0, Chase County to 5-1.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by MT Networks Madison. For fast, reliable, unlimited internet service in Madison and Coffee County, choose MT Networks. Seamers Construction, quality construction at a reasonable price with over a decade of experience. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-583-0173. And Achiever Well Service Madison for rod and tubing service and cleanout. Fully insured.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Griffin Real Estate and Auction. specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions in the Flint Hills area. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And Scribner Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizen State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Benlevo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Shank U Well Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years. Proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And Wagner Automotive General Service for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. Next Tech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Van Gundy Farms, your local Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Chase County USD 284. Supporting their students in academics and athletics, join them on a journey to success. Kansas Graphics, Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legends, signage, wide print formatting, and more. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Lee Ayers in downtown Cottonwood Falls. Proud to support Chase County students in their extracurricular activities.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Area High School Football being brought to you by McIlvain Law Offices in Madison and Eureka. Karen McIlvain can assist you with your legal needs regarding probate, estate planning, contracts, farm and government-related issues, and more. Also brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land, sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile, call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by City of Madison. Proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the field and in the classroom. Harrison Body Shop, Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation. Free estimates. And Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs.
It's time now for the Rich Dork Company postgame show, brought to you by the Rich Dork Company. Residential, commercial, garage door sales and service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities.
Nothing is more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Dork Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories and overhead doors for both residential and commercial properties. They offer sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060, serving Emporia and the surrounding area. Bill Redeker, owner.
And we welcome you into the Rich Door Company postgame show. Our final score here tonight in Chase County, Madison is the victor, 66-50, improving to 6-0. Chase County dropping to 5-1 in the Battle of the Unbeatens, a huge pivotal matchup between these district opponents, most likely the district championship, I would venture to say, as we, of course, still have 2 weeks left to play before those district standings are finalized. But Madison really taking a big step in that right direction and claiming another district championship. And Chance, what were your thoughts? Obviously, you know, you're still getting kind of your the rhythm of eight-man style of football, and this was a perfect game to really sit back and watch and just have some fun and letting the kids just go to work.
Yeah, I was really impressed with both of these teams. Madison coming into the game haven't allowed any points since week one, so when they came, when they trailed at 16-0, I was like, wow, what's their response going to be? And that response was a 66-50 win. They, from that point on, it was just utter domination in that standpoint. They really, I mean, imposed their will on a really good Chase County team. I was impressed with both of these teams, but obviously Madison coming out victorious, taking a big step in that district title race.
Yeah, and we do have an update on the player for Chase County that went down with about 4 minutes to go, and that was Dakota Goza. He's one of three seniors on this Chase County team with Rhett Rayer and Dwayne Conley, and, you know, really making his presence known in his first year, a part of this program, transferring in. He was a homecoming candidate tonight, and it sounds like it was a dislocated knee, so hopefully they're able to get that put back in place, and he is able to have a full recovery. Usually when that happens, that most likely ended his high school football career. So your thoughts and prayers are with Dakota, his family, and everything that's as he's, you know, will be continued to be attended to this evening and into the night. So, thoughts and prayers to Dakota, and wish you well on your recovery. But a huge, huge night for Bryson Turner. I've been saying it probably, but from the very moment I saw him play as a freshman, saw that speed that he had, and he's only gotten better now in his junior year. You know, last year, Tegan and I had week number one with Madison Burlingame, and that was kind of the coming out party for Bryson Turner when he had that 158-plus yards against Burlingame in week number one, then it separates his shoulder. And the following Monday in a JV game, trying to get some reps on defense. But then he came back last year, and it's a play I'll never forget. Tegan can probably speak on a little bit, but the opening kickoff in that playoff game against Canton Galva, where he took that to the house, and that really supplanted his name in the eight-man ranks, and he's really – really showing strong so far this year, and he had, what, 300-plus yards on the night?
Yeah, 319, 7 touchdowns for him tonight. And, you know, it's one thing to be a really good athlete. Like, there's a lot of guys that are really, really fast. He has a great feel for the game, a feel for where holes are going to be, what crease to hit. He really impressed me tonight. Like, he's obviously an incredible athlete, but he just has a feel for the game that I haven't seen in a long time.
So he was given some God-given talent, but along with that came some work ethic, and he's a very, very workhorse in the weight room. So, you know, he's only 5'7", 5'8", maybe. He's a very short in stature kid, but as you mentioned a few times tonight, and as we saw,